May 28, 2026. Today's reading from Encounter with God. Final Crescendo. Opening Prayer. Thank you, Father, for the gift of this day. Help me to use it in ways that show my gratitude for your loving care and demonstrate that love in the lives of others. Read Romans chapter 15, verses 8 through 13. For I tell you that Christ has become a servant of the Jews on behalf of God's truth, so that the promises made to the patriarchs might be confirmed, and, moreover, that the Gentiles might glorify God for his mercy. As it is written, therefore I will praise you among the Gentiles, I will sing the praises of your name. Again it says, rejoice, you Gentiles, with his people. And again, praise the Lord, all you Gentiles, let all the peoples extol him. And again, Israel says, the root of Jesse will spring up, one who will arise to rule over the nations. In him the Gentiles will hope. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Reflect. What is your favorite hymn of praise? My mother-in-law used to have her quiet time at the piano every day. Here is the whole burden of this letter: Jews and Gentiles praising God together. If you're familiar with the Old Testament, you will be more used to hearing them referred to as nations, but that's most of us, the Gentiles. Notice the way that those with the one mind and one heart of verse 6 praise God in today's reading, as they glorify God and sing the praises, rejoice, praise, and extol him. The Gentiles will hope in the Jewish root of Jesse. After all the mind-stretching argument about how both Jews and Gentiles would come to believe, chapters 9 through 11, and the careful analysis of what's going on when we tread on one another's toes with our scruples, these verses are exhilarating. The things we argue about today will fade in the distance, and the hostilities and grievances we bear toward one another will be forgotten. Paul might have added Isaiah chapter 66, verses 18b through 23, with his foreshadowing of the day of Pentecost and further visions of the future when God will make a new heaven and a new earth, when death will be no more, mourning and crying and pain will be no more, and he will wipe every tear from our eyes. The Holy Spirit, given to all believers, fills us with hope. Not the world's hope, which may or may not come to pass, but Christian hope or expectation. This is faith in the future. The Holy Spirit provides an abundance of joy and peace. Let's put our differences aside and focus on Jesus Christ. This is like the conclusion of a great symphony. All the individual instruments coming together and rising in a great crescendo, leaving us exalted, exhausted, and full of joy. Apply. How will you celebrate? What music will you play to express emotions that you cannot put into words? Closing prayer. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for the miracle of your church in all its diversity. Help believers everywhere unite to bring you glory as we wait for your return.